This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Yeah, it is a massive fire going on at the cathedral in Paris right now, and clearly it is not going out. It's just a massive fire. It's really insane. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. The Cioli Show. Happy Monday. Happy Tax Day. On Twitter at Rich Cioli, 855-839-1210. We don't know much what started this or anything like that. Shepard Smith on Fox News shut down a local politician who was even daring to speculate that it might be something beyond just an accidental fire. But nobody knows anything at this point other than this thing is burning, and they don't know what to do about it. They don't know how to deal with it because it's such an old structure. So we'll give you updates throughout the afternoon on this. And, you know, as information comes in, I'll make sure you get it. I don't really have much in the way of details. Nobody does at this point. They're just showing the fire and they're just having people talk about the significance of it. But they're not really, you know, if you've ever been there, as I have, you know what a beautiful, beautiful structure it is. Of course, it's Holy Week. And that is a Catholic cathedral. It's Holy Week in France. And so it's around the world, obviously. So a lot of people are wondering if there's more to the story that meets the eye. Don't know. We will find out, hopefully, within due time. Back home, we're all waiting on the Mueller report, which will be released on Thursday, which is good because Governor Chris Christie will be with me Thursday night. And I'll be excited to get his take on this as a former federal prosecutor. He really shut down the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos and also Rahm Emanuel on the whole Trump campaign spying thing that happened. So I'll play that audio for you in a little bit too. And Nancy Pelosi was the vampiric one over the weekend, was on 60 Minutes. And they started off the interview with by describing her as a powerful giant slayer, because they're trying to compete with Game of Thrones, obviously. And, you know, the one of the characters there is a king slayer. So they're called the Giant Slayer, which comes from her website. But they figured, well, hey, listen, it's pretty objective right up the middle. So we'll call her that as well. And I'll play that for you in due time. But you know, really the big story of the day today is this whole notion of releasing illegal immigrants into sanctuary cities. That is the big local story and what's happening right now. And the Notre Dame, the spire has collapsed. I should mention that too. The Notre Dame spire has collapsed. It's just a terrible, terrible situation over there. Like I said, if there's any breaking news, we'll get it to you today. That's my solemn vow to you. You won't miss anything. But if you just turn on TV, you're just going to see the same shot of a fire over and over again. Nobody knows anything at this point. But locally, it is, yeah, it's the question of, do we send illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities? So here's the update. Sanctuary city supporters are furious at the idea of this. They're just furious at the notion that this could possibly happen, which is strange because you would think that they would be the first ones who'd be all for it. They'd be the ones going, yeah, let's do this and we'll have them here and then sign them up to vote and we can make this happen. Cher, the crazy singer Cher, who's blocked me on Twitter, which I didn't realize. I had no idea. I don't know why. I don't know what I ever did to Cher. I don't know what I said to Cher, but I tried to look up her tweet that everybody was talking about, and it just says, at Cher blocked you. You were blocked from following Cher and from viewing Cher's tweets. I don't know what I did. I don't know what words I said that cut like a weapon and wounded Cher. I don't know. We'll try to find that out throughout the course of the afternoon. It's a giant mystery to me, what I did to Cher. But I heard her. Just like Jesse James, I guess. I heard her. And so I'm going to try to... I can't make it right because she unblocked. So if Cher hasn't blocked you and you want to send her my regards, feel free. Please, let her know I'm thinking about her. But Cher tweeted out today something which was insane, or maybe it was yesterday. She's insane. She's an insane person. Maybe she listens to the show because I call her insane on the air. I don't think I've ever called her insane on Twitter. But anyway, she made a point which the president agreed with I think a lot of people agree with too, which is that, quote from Cher, I understand helping struggling immigrants, but my city, Los Angeles, isn't taking care of its own. What about the 50,000 plus American citizens who live on the streets? people who live below the poverty line and hungry. If my state can't take care of its own, many are vets, how can it take care of more? Now, it's almost as if Donald Trump hacked her Twitter account and tweeted this out. It's got the same sort of tonation, it caps, some things are caps, some things are, and it's a very sort of Trumpian tweet. But it's from Cher, who hates the president's guts and hates everything that I stand for and you stand for and most thinking people stand for. So the fact that she tweeted this out 21 hours ago, people are shocked. They just kind of froze. Like, huh? That's exactly what we've been saying. How do we take care of our own people? We don't. We can't. And we're going to take in all these other people who, like I said last week, have to be taken care of. You know, it's one thing if in America we said, come on in and then fend for yourself. But we don't do that. We say, come on in. And if you're hungry, we'll feed you. We'll clothe you. We'll give you medicine. We'll take care of your kids. We'll, you know, we'll give you college, whatever you need. Whatever you need. And the point of that is there are a lot of people in this country who need help, who don't get the help. I'm not advocating that we should do more welfare or anything. I'm just saying it's always been one of those points, right? What about our own people we can't take care of? But the fact that Cher is saying this is shocking to a lot of people. So Trump tweets out, the president tweets out, I finally agree with at Cher. And of course that makes the left go crazy and go, you're missing her point. What's her point other than needing medication? What's her point exactly? I understand helping struggling immigrants, but my city, Los Angeles, isn't taking care of its own. What about the 50,000 plus American citizens who live on the streets, people who live below poverty line and are hungry? If my state can't take care of its own, many are vets, how can it take care of more? What is the hidden nuance in this tweet that you have to analyze? What is the double entendre, the hidden meaning? I don't think there is anything, because I don't think Cher's capable of hidden meaning in this. I think she tweets from the heart, which is why when she tweets things like, you know, F Trump and F this and F that with all caps and up and down, and then you go, okay, I mean, yeah, she's very emotional. She's very passionate. I imagine she blocked me on Twitter in a whim of passion. I don't know what I did. But again, I'm sure it was one of those moments of just passion, and she hit the block button before she could even realize that I was just trying to say, I got you, babe. Got you, babe. But it's a mystery to all of us, and it's a mystery why Cher suddenly is going all MAGA on us right now. And I don't know what did it, other than the fact that maybe Cher, just like Jim Kenney last week, saying it'd be a terrible thing to do to send people to our city. Maybe deep down, that's just really how they feel. And they pretend like they don't think that way, but then every now and then they accidentally let it slip. They accidentally let it out. But they really, deep down inside, don't want the people coming to their cities. They pretend they do for political points, but remember, Democrats in the past used to support the wall or a fence. They used to support more border security. There is a fringe element that is open borders that wants nothing and wants ICE abolished and wants everybody to be able to come in. But beyond that, there was a time when Democrats at least pretended to want to have border security. So is it just a matter of pure politics that Trump is against the wall and so, or Trump's for the wall, so they're against it? It's the old reflexive nature of things. Where normally, if they were consistent, if the president said, let's drop them off in cities that are sanctuary cities, normally they would say, great, we'll take them because we have been lecturing about how the United States has an obligation to take them. So we'll take them. We'll do it. But if Trump says it and they're reflexively against it, then they're going to be against it. Much like, were they against the wall before he became president? No. They're against it now because he is for it. It's a reflexive move that they do. And a lot of that is, I think, to satisfy their base. But I bet you what Cher says is probably pretty accurate among most people on the left. Not all of them, because I think there's that group of people that's obviously very open borders. But I think most Democrats probably feel exactly the same way. They'll say we should let them in and take care of them, but they don't mean it. And it's not because they're mean people. It's not because they're cruel people. Just they're realistic people. They understand, like I do, like you do, we just don't have the resources, the financial resources to do it. And unfortunately, that's what we do. We do it. We take care of everybody. We don't just let people come in and go, like it was the 1930s, and go, all right, now go figure it out, find a job, good luck to you. It's not how we do things. So if we take them in, we're taking care of them. And the truth is that if you dropped off these illegal immigrants in sanctuary cities, then those cities would have to take care of them. And they don't want to take care of them either. They don't have the money to take care of them. The reason why they're all coming out against this plan is because they don't want to actually have to put their money where their mouth is, as the old saying goes. They don't want to put their money where their mouth is because they don't have any money. And they know how expensive that would be. If tomorrow tens of thousands of illegal immigrants got dumped at the door of Philadelphia, for example, where's the city, where's the state, where are they going to get the funds for that, to deal with that? What are they going to do? Where are they going to house everybody? Are they going to turn the Wells Fargo Center into some sort of a giant sanctuary like in a zombie movie? I mean, what are they going to do? And they know those. They know the answers to those questions, and they're not good answers. But at this point, they have made it clear to the world, we are pro-illegal immigrant, and we will take anybody at any time. So they have to pretend like they would. But then somebody like Cher goes ahead and exposes what they're really feeling, which is, we can't do this. We can't afford this. There's no way we could do this. And that's the truth. And it's why the president keeps pushing the issue. Because just by pushing the issue, and he's not going to really do it, because I think to do it would be, at least if he did it in Pennsylvania, it would be politically very, very, very bad to do. Because Pennsylvanians don't want it, and this is a state that we have to win. So, but if he did it in other states, like California, for example, if you just did this in California, it wouldn't matter, right? Because you're not going to win California anyway. Dump them all off in California and or New York and then let them have at it. You know, let them go nuts. Go ahead. You have said you care. You have big hearts. You've got big hearts and you got big wallets and you want to do the right thing for these human beings. So do it. Go ahead. But if they did that tomorrow, there would be chaos. It'd be chaos in the streets. But isn't that the whole point of having to secure the border to avoid chaos in the streets? Isn't it? I mean, isn't that the point? The point being that you have a wall or other means to keep people out, because if everybody came in who wanted help, it would overrun us financially. Do we have the physical space? Yeah, I mean, sure, there's a lot of undeveloped land in this country, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the financial means to provide for people. We don't have that. We could if we raised everybody's taxes and we started taxing more, and we could. But nobody wants that either. I don't. We're just trying to take care of our own people. And by our own people, it may be as small as your family and, you know, paying for your kids' college and keeping a roof over your head. And or it may be more. You may be very generous with charities to the church. You may do whatever it is you can to help other people. But you also know from the perspective of government, there's a limit here. And yeah, really, until every single American citizen is not on the streets, or until every veteran is not walking around with a sign saying homeless veteran, there's a good point to be made to say we don't take in other people from other countries until we have solved all of those problems. That's the point Cher's making. And it's glorious because she's saying what they're all thinking, as she often does, because she has no filter. She's saying what they're thinking because she has no filter. And they want her to zip it because she just let the cat out of the bag, as they say, because now everybody realizes, wow, Cher's right. But they're all thinking that. She's just the only one saying it. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. Okay, we'll give you an update on the massive fire in Paris at the Cathedral of Notre Dame, and we'll also, throughout the afternoon, give you whatever breaking news comes around that. You won't miss a thing, I promise. And your thoughts on what we can expect from the Mueller report on Thursday. Big night. I'm so glad we'll have Chris Christie there that night to talk about it. 855-839-1210. This is the Oli Show. Don't go away. I take back that tweet that hurt you, and you'd unblock me.
This is the Oli
I don't know
show.
Why I tweeted the things I tweeted. I don't know what I said that made you sad. This is like karaoke. It's like bad karaoke.
I love it.
Words are like weapons. They wound sometimes in 180 characters or less. Ready? I didn't, Cher. I'm sorry. I don't. But listen, if I could turn back time. If I could find. What did I do, Cher? What did I do? What did I do, Cher? And you'd unblock me. All right. Remember that song? She was on an aircraft carrier doing that video. You remember that?
Yes.
And she was in skimpy lingerie, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
She had a thong on.
She had a thong on. Yes, yes, that was a couple decades ago. I don't think anybody wants to see that today, but it was
1988.
So, yeah, that was a risque video back then of Cher. Anyway, she did block me on Twitter. I don't know why, but she's all for tough immigration laws now. So go figure. She's all MAGA now. We don't have anything new on the Cathedral of Notre Dame. You ever been there?
Yes.
Beautiful place.
It's beautiful.
They say they can't use water on it because the whole thing will just collapse. I guess they're trying to use chemicals now is their new thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think the airdrop would have been, I don't know if they did it earlier, but some kind of airdrop, either water or the foam, that usually does work. But, you know, at this point, it's a wooden, you know, wooden frame.
Yeah, it looks like
it doesn't look good.
No, at this point, I don't know if they can save it, I think is what they're saying. This is terrible. We don't have any cause. We don't know the cause of this yet, and we don't know what happened here.
No.
Shep Smith got all snarky with somebody who tried to suggest anything. So we're not allowed to suggest anything. You can't suggest anything, otherwise Shep will give you a lecture. I was watching this doing show prep. I actually after this switched over to MSNBC for a little bit more of a conservative perspective. So we had on this French politician, and well, here's the exchange. Take a listen.
Everybody's really under shock now in France. I would tell you something. It's even if nobody died, I mean, it's like a 9/11. It's a French 9/11, you know. And you need to know that for the past years, we had churches desecrated each and every week in France, all over France. So, of course, you will hear the story about the political correctness, which will tell you that it's probably an accident.
Sir, we're not going to speculate here of the cause of something which we don't know. If you have observations or you know something, we would love to hear it.
No, I'm just telling you something. What you need to be ready.
No, sir. We're not doing that here. Not now.
Okay.
Not on my watch.
Okay.
Felipe Carcente, okay. It's very good of you to be here.
Now the lecture.
We're watching the at least partial destruction of a world icon. Notre Dame Cathedral has been burning for 2.5 hours. The initial reports we got were that the fire started in a construction zone in the rear. We are thousands of miles away, and the man on the phone with us has absolutely no information.
He's there, but
of any kind.
He's like a mile away.
The origin of this fire.
He's actually a block away, but
and neither do I. And the fire investigators will at some point come to a determination about what caused this.
Uh-huh.
And conspiracy theories about anything are worthless and in many cases counterproductive and injurious to society.
Got it.
And those who
entertain them
are not acting in the best interests of the people of this planet.
Got it.
But he's right.
Wow.
I'm going to agree with him a little bit that he didn't have to be so dramatic. But
not on my watch.
Yeah. But in the spirit of which he's, you know, so many news organizations go on there and they just speculate about everything. And that's not right either.
Well, he's speculating it could be a construction fire. Why is that not speculation? Why can you speculate about that, but you can't speculate about anything else?
To a guy who's there.
Right, to a guy who's there. He goes, our initial reports were it's a construction fire. Aren't you speculating? Don't speculate, except if you want to say construction fire. That's the only you can speculate on, okay? Anything else is a conspiracy theory. What about a toaster?
I mean, those toasters, man.
Construction fire is all we're saying right now. That's it. Which is speculation because they actually haven't said that either. So that's actually Shepard Smith is spreading, he's spreading conspiracy theories right there. Not on my watch, sir. Not on my watch. Didn't he spread the Russia conspiracy collusion like every day for the last 2 years? I think.
I don't. He's on the air when we're on the air, so I usually don't listen to him.
Well, that makes you like everybody else in America.
No, I didn't mean that. I just meant.
I know you like him. Personally.
Dawn, well, I know.
Dawn likes Dawn is, it. That's why she's defending
personal
it.
Feelings are getting in the way here. It's like, he was nice to me once.
No.
Dawn likes Shep Smith. Yeah. But that's why she's running through his defense. Nice
no, I think, you know, he does tend to get emotional in these things. So he didn't have to be overly dramatic. He just could have said, but sir, you don't have information to that.
Do you know what he said?
What?
Greg cut the clip off too soon. But
no, senor!
Yeah, he really, just really, I mean, really got into the guy, I think. And the guy wasn't saying that it was anything bad. He goes, we just have to be prepared for it because, you know, he was going to say other churches have been vandalized recently, at 12 in Paris in the last couple weeks. So he was prepared to say that, but then Shep Smith was just like,
don't you.
So anyway, like, I mean, what if the guy was going to say could have been smoking? But Shep just shut him down right there. Yes. What if the guy was going to say it could have been a dope with a cigarette?
And by the way, that cut was edited a little bit. He kept him on the line for about 90 seconds. So what's the point of having him on if you're just going to shut him down and, you know, get rid
right.
of him?
Right.
And then he goes, true. We have reports that this was a construction fire. And until we know anything else, we will only speculate that it was a construction fire. But we will not speculate on anything else.
Not on my watch.
Not on my watch. What if it was, you know, somebody left something in the oven too long? Don't you dare, sir. But Shep shut him down thinking the guy was going to suggest terrorism or something. And, I don't know what the guy was going to say because Shep shut him down.
Not
so.
Now. Okay. Not on my watch.
Okay.
Felipe Carcente, okay. It's
He's
very
like,
good
okay.
of you to be here.
Yeah.
We're
now here
watching
we go. I love
the
this.
At least partial destruction
Here's the lecture.
Of a world icon. Notre Dame Cathedral has been burning for 2.5 hours. The initial reports we got were that the fire started in a construction zone in the rear.
Speculation.
We are thousands of miles away.
He's not.
And the man
the
on
guy,
the phone with
the guy you just hung up on is not thousands
no
of miles.
Information
He's like thousands of feet away from the
about the origin
cathedral.
Of this fire.
You just, what would you call it? Would you call that American splaining? What would you say that Jeff just did to the guy here to tell the French guy what's going on in his country? What do you call
conspiracy
that?
Conspiracy theories about anything.
Well, he wasn't going to suggest it was aliens like Independence Day. I don't know what conspiracy theories.
You know what? They must have just had some Fox News training about no speculation or something. He almost acts like, you know, he just jumped. He did jump into it very.
Like he just walked out of the training class?
Yeah, he's like,
I just learned about this.
Yeah.
Like, so we think it could have been like the aliens in Independence Day where they came down and destroyed the White House. No conspiracy theories here, pal.
Okay.
Not now.
Watch.
Not now. No, sir. No, senor.
Not now. Okay. Not on my watch.
Okay. So he just Americans playing.
Yeah, he did.
Right? He just told the French guy what's what
yeah. nope,
in his
down.
Own country.
Nope.
Hey, we'll tell you what's up in your country. That's the kind of American imperialism we like.
Listen, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, without us, you'd be speaking German, so you zip it, pal.
That is true.
I love it.
French guy retreated like a typical French
he did, like a French guy. Oh. Right, Greg, exactly. He ran the white flag. Okay,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Not now.
Okay.
Not on my watch.
Okay.
Felipe
okay. I surrender.
Carcente.
I surrender.
Poor
I surrender.
I do start to feel sorry for Felipe.
The worst.
He feels awful.
Hey,
I'm so sorry. I did not mean to.
Worst country.
Greg.
Sorry.
That's exactly what they did in World War II. They just let the Nazis come on in to Paris. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. It's okay. I'm sorry. Don't you dare. Don't you speculate.
Not now.
Not now. Not here, sir.
Not now.
I mean, you know, not for nothing, but they have had terrorist attacks. And also, by the way, Nazi occupation. So, like a lot of it. So France might be, you know, but Shep's like, hey, anything other than a spark in an electrical outlet.
Yeah.
Anything else. You are being a conspiracy nut job. We'll tell you what's up. And I love that he goes, we're thousands of miles away. But I'm going to tell this guy from thousands of miles away what he can and cannot say about what's going on in his country. That's amazing. That is the ultimate like American superiority right
exactly.
there by Shep Smith. Thinking he's showing off to everybody. Oh, it's fantastic. Anyway, I think Felipe ran out. He's selling croissants on the street now. Very sad. He's miming. He's miming now. Yeah, you know, Shep should have a mime on to tell him. This way Shep could just tell everybody what he wants the guy to say. So he doesn't have any speculation.
Not now. Okay. Not on my watch.
Okay.
Felipe Carcente, it's very good of you to be here.
Okay. We surrender. I surrender. Poor guy. You feel bad now for Felipe, Dawn?
I'm sorry. Here's the thing. The best point he brought up, Felipe, was that nobody was... There are no reports of any deaths or injuries.
Right.
So thank goodness. That,
of course.
That was the best thing that Felipe said.
That's why this is really a positive... That's why I wanted to play, because it's a feel-good moment by Felipe. Until it's, hey, Frenchie! Zip it.
Not now. Okay. Not on my watch.
Not on my watch. It's happening in your country. But on my watch, I'll tell you what you can say and can't say, Frenchman. All right? You and the Vichy Soir.
These plush studios in New York, and you're on the ground, but I know better.
But I know better. I'll tell you what you can and can't say, all right? That's called freedom.
Rizzioli 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.